Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Yay! I'm trying to find you. I've got too many fields up. So, yes, I'm in my fall colors just for you.
Oh, they are beautiful. Yes, I'm in the Christmas colors because it's only 30 degrees here.
Yeah, I'll be wearing fall colors and orange all through November for Thanksgiving and all. And I'll pull out my reds for December.
There you go. I'm sure by the time we get to December, I'll be in the Arctic thrust of winter whites.
Wow.
Crazy how cold it is here. But anyway. Well, welcome everybody to Dr. Carolyn Dean podcast, and we're going to be here with you for an hour on YouTube, where we're hosting our live streaming, and we invite you to be here, and you can share this link live and invite your friends and family to join in on the party, because there is nothing better than listening to Carolyn talk about how you can have, I don't know, eternal life, eternal health, fountain of youth. I mean, she's got it all. She's amazing. She's beautiful. She's youthful. She's healthy. And she's taught others how to do the same for 50 years. So we're so happy to have her here tonight. And we are going to be talking about her book library. We're going to be talking about her hacks. We're going to be talking about all of her ideas about current news and events in the natural health industry and in the medical world. And we're going to be taking your questions live on the chat. So Carolyn, welcome, welcome. What do you got for us tonight?
Okay. Wow. Sorry. Here's something cute, Jenny. I've been recently quoting a scientific paper that says there are 800 enzymatic reactions requiring magnesium, not the 300 that is often quoted. I used to say it was 600, but now I've found a paper that says 800. And the author of the paper, one of them, is Anna Carolina Raimondi Souza.
Oh, nice.
And my full name is Carolyn Flora Ann Dean. So there's what does Scott Adams call it? We're living in a simulation.
Yes, there's a simulation. Simulation
joined us up. So she created this whole new world of being able to say there are 800 enzyme reactions. So these silly, silly people that say anything about anything, and if they don't mention magnesium, then they are just clowns. Clown research without magnesium. But the reason they don't talk about magnesium is all the magnesiums they use are laxative.
Correct.
Well, the doctors will say, yeah, you know, you need magnesium for all this stuff, take it. And if you have diarrhea, just cut back because you're saturated. Now, that's not true. So we're disproving that whole myth. And I just seriously, just before the show, I was listening to Mark Hyman, who now I love because he started supco.com. And we have a 98th percentile score on Supco because our products are so awesome. But Mark was interviewing a neurologist. Then all the talk now is about anti-aging because, you know, the baby boomers are all, you know, kind of collapsing over because they don't have enough magnesium. So they're going on about the mitochondria and the brain and the neurons. And they're saying, yeah, they're, you know, there's about 17,000 mitochondria in a brain neuron. There are 2 million.
Mm.
So they just don't know the, you know, I didn't even ask Grok about the 2 million. It's just there in research. And they never talk about magnesium. So you folks who are listening, you are getting the real deal. Because, you know, I had to look at the world through the lens of magnesium because of my magnesium deficiency. And now I'm able to, you know, educate people, but not only that, provide the practical solution, which is a non-laxative magnesium. So we, you know, we're jetting right up there. We're in the clouds. We're creating hearts.
We're in the heart clouds. That's where we are. Heart clouds. Oh, where did my hearts go? Ooh, I have to fix that. There they are. Coming out of my head where they belong. All good thoughts. Carolyn, I have to tell our audience too, though, that in addition to all of your worldview about magnesium, you have taught the world about magnesium. And if Mark Hyman or any of these people were to indirectly or directly mention magnesium, everything that they would be saying, they've largely learned from you. The magnesium miracle is the basis for most professional and consumer orientation and the knowledge of magnesium. Biohackers and others who've picked up your book and your teachings over the years, plus the profound amount of blogs you've written and all the podcasts that you have done, have been educated. And they have explored magnesium in large part due to you. So you are one of the world's leading experts on magnesium, remineralization, and saturation. And that's a big thing to be able to say that, yeah, you taught Mark Hyman what he knows, indirectly or directly, whether he would credit you for that or not. I certainly can, because I've seen all the facts.
That's cool. And it reminds me that every podcast I've done this past year, and I've done a number of them, the person who interviews me starts out by saying, I've read your book years ago. You changed my life with the information. It's like, well, where were you? How come you never told me this before? How come I'm just now finding this out? You're right. People did pick up that book and they got a lot out of it. And then, you know, we've got our, Rachel had the list up there, but this is my updated, although it's backwards, Magnesium, the Missing Link to Total Health. And that summarizes everything. And people are pretty impressed, especially at the Tuesday market. You know, I'll turn to the 68 different magnesium deficiency symptoms or diseases that are really misdiagnosed and treated with drugs. And it's pretty incredible what's going on there. So anyway, enough of this. Where do we go next?
Well, what we're going to talk about is the book that your newest book, which is the second. Well, actually, it's the third part. We're making an Oreo sandwich of books. And it is Exposing Sugar Toxicity. And this is the Sugar-Free Kitchen. There you go. There she is. And yeah. So this is Carolyn's new cookbook, Carolyn.
I know. Ginny made me do this. She did. She made me do it. And it's so cute. I just love it. I don't know, Ginny. Me, you know, I've written a lot of books and I've never had my picture on the cover. I don't know if I want to do that. But Julie Dickey took the photo. She's got the photo credit. So thank you for that. And it's my favorite book. It's tiny. It's hardcover. It's got beautiful pictures in it of awesome food. And that's Sheila Kern did the formatting and design. It is. And Ginny wanted this as a Christmas present, right? Or what is
it? Yeah.
We launched it for Christmas. So I love the book. Thank you so much.
Yes, it's a fantastic book. And what is great about it, it is 88 sugar-free recipes. And the thing that we said when we started, not to leave out Melody Rose, who wrote the introduction and all kinds of other things. And of course, Melody Rose, Carolyn's editor extraordinaire. She edits all of her books. We said, there's nothing worse than having a therapeutic diet where everything looks like yuck. So we wanted to have the recipes look as good and the food look as good as the recipes. And Sheila pulled all that off. And they are delicious, delicious foods that you can eat with confidence. You can feed your family. And it's got Carolyn's unique signature on it and all of her information about yeast-free living and probiotics. And I mean, just so much. So you're going to want a copy. We're going to feature it in December. We're going to be reading some of the chapters to you and you're going to learn all about it. But we encourage you to get it because it is going to sell out. We've already sold half the books and we've only had it since Friday. So it's going to sell out. And then I just want to make sure you get yours. Our regular listeners, please get yours for gifts before Christmas because and especially if there's somebody who care about and you think they should probably cut back on the amount of sugar they're eating and they wouldn't know how, this is the best book to give them because it's going to have a delicious picture of the food. Mm. And they're going to look at that and they're going to say, ooh, I think I'd like to eat that. And it's got meal plans and it's got a shopping list. It's got everything you could possibly want. So, and it's got customer service support. Mm-hmm. So when they get the book and they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then they feel, you know, they could call customer service, say, yeah, I whipped up some of this stuff last night, which they probably didn't, but that won't keep them from saying it. But the point is, if you care about people and you want them to adopt the sugar-free lifestyle, this is a fantastic gift to give people. It's really beautiful. Now,
let me just say as well, though, Jeannie, yeah. It's Barbara Schultz that she's my friend, a nurse from, I met in New York back in the 90s when I was doing the AIDS and chronic fatigue research. So I have no patience for the details of recipes. So Barbara is responsible for the wonderful details of these recipes. So we thank her.
Yeah, absolutely. So lots more to learn about the book, but just initially, please be sure to get some copies before they run out. Because then when we put the second order in, you know, these things always take time. All right. What do we want to talk about now, Carolyn?
My backdrop is a picture that I took, and I'm using it as a backdrop to accentuate my fall clothing. Okay. Library Total Body Reset for Women. This week's blog, we highlight our blog, and I try not to, you know, just read the whole blog. I just comment on it. You can find it at drcarolyndean.com. And it's about cortisol imbalance exposed, heal your adrenals naturally. This is very important because this is where the hormones start to fall apart, is with your adrenals, you know, the stress and everything. And, but I like to put all the hormones together because there's some talk about, well, you've got your thyroid and your adrenals, your sex hormone, and the insulin in your pancreas. And which do we treat first? And I never bought into that. You treat the cells of all your organs and all your hormones at the same time by using our formulas, the magnesium, the multiple minerals, methylated B vitamins, vitamin C, omegas, vitamin D. And that's our basic formula to keep our cells healthy. So in Total Body Reset for Women, I talk about the four hormones of the apocalypse, and they're interconnected. Hormones are the province of endocrinologists, and they specialize in one hormone at a time. They never put them all together. It's really frustrating. I know in med school, when we did our endocrinology rotations, it was just so complexified that none of us felt that they were giving us the information that in a private general practice that we could have anything to do with hormones. So it was left up to the endocrinologist. And then what do? They wait for your thyroid or adrenals or sex hormones to just fall into a dark hole. And then they give hormone replacement. But what we see in general practice is adrenal fatigue. But then if you look online, they say, well, that's not even a real condition. But then there are these people who have symptoms of adrenal fatigue. So persistent fatigue, not relieved by sleep, difficulty waking up in the morning, cravings for salt and sugar, brain fog, difficulty concentrating, low blood pressure, unexplained weight gain or loss, weakened immune function, frequent infections, decreased libido. So they say these symptoms, oh, that's just stress. But, you know, what's the underlying? Yeah, there's stress that affects the organs that then weakens the adrenals. So, as I said, mainstream medicine only recognizes complete collapse of the adrenals. They call it Addison's disease. So it's either the adrenals are just fine or they're completely collapsed, no in between. And that's kind of where alternative medicine does its best work, is in the in-between phase. There's no adrenal fatigue diagnosis, I say, because there's no drug to treat adrenal fatigue. The people with the symptoms are offered anti-anxiety medication or antidepressants. And I think it's epidemic, especially among women. I think it's part of what I call total body meltdown. And these adrenal glands, they sit on top of the kidneys. They make around 50 different hormones. And stress definitely has an effect on the functioning of the adrenals. In addition to stress, there's what have I got here? Poor diet, lack of exercise, mineral deficiency, chronic inflammation, and an underactive thyroid. And that'll be next week's blog. So what do I say to do about it? You need plenty of rest, 8 to 10 hours of sleep and naps in 24 hours. And don't feel guilty for having no energy and needing rest. One of my favorite blogs is called Lying Down Therapy. So the treatment begins with sodium and magnesium. And the salt part comes from sea salt. That's why I tell people to put a quarter teaspoon of sea salt in a liter of drinking water. Put that in all your drinking water. And most people should know the guidelines by now. You weigh yourself in pounds, divide that number in half, drink that many ounces of water a day. And of course, magnesium, it should be the picometer stabilized ion form. And I say a dose of about 600 milligrams a day. Now, vitamin C is very important here. The adrenal glands crave vitamin C and have some of the highest concentrations in the body. And this vitamin is involved in the production of adrenaline and noradrenaline and steroid hormones like cortisol. So vitamin C levels decline during stress, and the vitamin C must be replaced. Then there's vitamin D, the B complex is important, and multiple minerals as well. So that's the overview. And you'll notice just about every topic I cover, I'm going to tell you about our REMAG, our REMITE, which is our multiple, our RELINE, which is our methylated food-based Bs and a couple of sulfur amino acids, and our vitamin D3, K2, and our omega-3 algae and A plus E. And vitamin C, those are the basics that the cells need, but they need these nutrients in their natural form. So there you go, Ginny.
That is fantastic. And I just want you to know that now you have heard, your phone has heard Carolyn talk about cortisol. I just want you to know that every ad that you're going to get blasted with from these crappy supplements, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't say that. Don't buy into these single symptom kind of things that have all these things in them that say that you're miraculously going to lose 28 pounds in 3 days after drinking their concoction. The body needs the basic building blocks. Carolyn talks about it all the time. Please, please, please make sure you have a proper distribution of all of our formulas. And let me say, we are having our semi-annual sale right now, 22% off. It ends at midnight. If you don't have anything, for example, Carolyn, David just asked, if we take omega 3 A and E, are we getting enough vitamin A, or do we need to get the preformed version of this vitamin?
It is a beta carotene, and the body what activates it, metabolizes it into the vitamin A, and it is enough. I mean, seriously, all the studies are done on these huge amounts of something to make a difference, and so they can talk about it. But we need low potency natural nutrients, not high potency synthetics. That's the difference. If it's a high potency, it's usually a synthetic. Now, the synthetics I sort of rail against are like the B vitamins, for example. They're made from coal tar. Admittedly, ascorbic acid, high dose ascorbic acid, I'm talking about that more and more now, because if we were producing our own vitamin C compared to other animal species, we would be producing about 8 to 10,000 milligrams a day. You can't squeeze that out of an orange. So you have to synthesize it. But what we do is use vitamin C that's synthesized from non-GMO corn. I used to say sago palm, and then the sago palm industry collapsed. So it's not synthesized from coal tar, and no ascorbic acid is. Because what you're looking for making ascorbic acid is a source of glucose. And you get that from a carbohydrate source. And then glucose and vitamin C, they're so close, and there is chemical manipulation that turns the glucose into ascorbic acid. It's very cool.
Now, Pineapple 888 is saying, I'm taking magnesium and probiotics together, feeling good. I think what she means is she's taking Remag and Flora Revive together, and she feels good. And then she says, do I need vitamin D, K2 with magnesium together? Now, that's not a product that we have. We don't do combining of magnesium and K2 and D3 and all that. Carolyn, can you say why?
I don't know if that's what she means, because nobody's making a magnesium vitamin D. Maybe she's just saying, should she take vitamin D? What we've done is, because vitamin D, you can get a blood test for it. We tell people, let's get yourself a blood test to see where you are. The range of quote normal in the blood lab is like 20 to 40, but I'd rather people be up to 60 for protection. You can go to grassrootshealth.net and find out a lot of information about vitamin D. It was founded by Carol Baggerly. She had breast cancer. She came to find out that her vitamin D had been horribly low, and she did the research and found out, well, maybe vitamin D could have helped her. And she created this big educational site, grassrootshealth.net. So I'd get a blood test. And the thing about magnesium and vitamin D is vitamin D is activated when you take magnesium. Even when you're in the sun, you need magnesium to activate the vitamin D that you get through your skin. So that maybe that's what she was asking about.
Okay. Now here comes another question behind this. So Pineapple is saying, can you please talk about parasites as the basis, I think, of pretty much all disease? And I have to find her earlier. There we go. Her question, so I can show it to everybody. Can you talk about parasites and heavy metals root causes linked to a lot of diseases like diabetes, autoimmune, gut issues, and influences in your mind? Because parasites go everywhere in your body. And then she follows up and says, sorry, I'm trying to find a lot of questions on the chat line tonight. She says, I told her that you had a blog in August that commented on this. And then she says, they say everyone has parasites in their body right now, the same as bacteria, and also in dogs and cats.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has organisms all the time. And you've got so many people on social media now trying to get clicks. So there's a lot of clickbait out there. I mean, parasites go in and out of the zeitgeist. I've been hearing about parasites for 50 years. And what I realized over the years is if your intestinal environment is balanced, and balanced especially in terms of yeast overgrowth, you do not harbor parasites in the way you would if you didn't balance. So, I mean, the microbiome is huge now, and they talk about, oh yeah, all these infections. Seriously, when I was in New York, I thought I had parasites every second day if I ate out, because anyway. And what I learned when I really focused on getting a natural antifungal and working with along with Pico Silver, then everything shifted. It's like when predators want to attack, they attack a weakened organism. So my whole philosophy has been to strengthen our immune system and everything, all our cells, and then the predators won't attack. That's my experiment here on the farm in Maui, where we planted a plot of radishes with our natural fertilizer made from our barley seeds. Our RNA drops come from germinated barley seeds, not really fermented. And the leftover straw we use as a fertilizer. And the radishes that had this fertilizer, they produced 85 pounds of absolutely gorgeous golf ball sized radishes. And the plot that didn't have the barley straw had 3 pounds that we could sell at the market. And the rest of the radishes had all kinds of worms and bugs and weeds and everything all over them, because they were weak without the life force of this barley straw. And that's why a lot of people take our RNA drops for the life force. But we also have dehydrated RNA drops in our capsule formulations. So I'm all about the body being strong enough to withstand parasites and withstand viruses. I used to constantly have cold sores and staphylococcal boils in my little nose and IBS symptoms. That was all kinds of organisms, you know, chewing away at me. But with REMAG, which supports all your immune systems, and with the anti-yeast protocols balancing out the microbiome, I don't get any of that. I was afraid to move to Maui because I thought, oh my gosh, sun on my lips, where I'm so used to getting cold sores from having burned my lips to shreds back in, was it the 80s when Bob and I first traveled to Hawaii. So I am a testament, and our hundreds of thousands of customers are a testament to, you don't have to be a harbor for these parasites. You don't have to be scared that you have to constantly be treating parasites. Support the body, balance the yeast, and you'll just, you know, these things just don't have a place to land. So there.
Very good. A couple things, Carolyn. You did have a blog in August, pineapple. I would go back and read that. If you did suspect that you had parasites or even observed them in your own stool, Carolyn, for an example, as a gross kind of example, should you just get tested? I mean, how can people get to the bottom line of this so their minds don't keep messing with them, besides what you just said, which was very important?
Well, that's the trouble, because most testing the labs or your doctor will give you a vial that has some liquid in it. You're supposed to, you know, do a swab of your stool and stick it in there and into some chemical that's going to kill the parasite for one thing, and maybe obscure it. The only good parasite testing is a parasitologist who will look at a fresh stool sample, smear it out, and see the things. So, diagnosis is very difficult. I don't know if they've gotten the polymerase chain reaction, the PCR testing for parasite fragments. Or parasite antibodies or whatever, not antibodies, but their parasite membranes. There's a polysaccharide that is on the membranes of these parasites. But anyway, too complex. But yeah, I don't think the diagnosis really works. But then, you know, if you take a lot of intestinal flushes and everything, I mean, I've gone through that. I've went through the whole rigmarole over the years. But I really think the best thing is to look at yeast overgrowth and treat that, and then see if a person has symptoms or not. But maybe, I don't know if Pineapple is just, you know, scared because she's being told everybody has parasites.
Everybody
but people who take our formulas. Yeah. How about that?
I can tell you my dogs and cats do not have parasites. I test them regularly and I say no. So right there, I can bust that myth. Now, I have something very exciting to tell you, Carolyn. Oh. Deanna is with us this evening. And she said, you and your products are amazing. A friend of mine who has a MS in magnetic biology looked at all your products and said you have the best out there. And he is getting them. Glenna, make sure he buys them tonight before midnight so he can get his good discount. Okay, sweetheart. But I know Bob loves Glenna. We love Glenna, and we're very happy to have her with us tonight. Thank you, Glenna. And I know that you're doing very well with the formula, so I'm so happy for you.
Awesome.
Okay, let's see. Now, I think we're kind of caught up here, Carolyn. So let's skedaddle on. We've got so much to do.
I know. And questions come first, though. That's what we always say. Okay, we're going to jump to MAHA, Rachel. So there was a big government announcement about lowering the cost of Ozempic to positively influence health. My comment, Ginny, is seriously? I mean, seriously? So I asked Grok, Grok, what's going on? MAHA is supposed to, you know, be health oriented and the basics and good diet and exercise and all the rest of it. Why are they saying that lowering the cost of Ozempic is, I don't know, part of a healthy agenda? And they said it's kind of, you know, a stopgap because you can't change people overnight. 70% of the American population is overweight or obese. A ton of health conditions, chronic health conditions, are caused by obesity, you know, the diabetes, heart disease, even cancer. And they figure short-term getting people on cheaper Ozempic will decrease the weight, decrease the signs of these other symptoms. And I would only hope that, well, within a year, let's have something positive. Let's put everybody on our products. You know, they lose the weight, get on our products, and try to overcome the incredible number of side effects of the Ozempic GLP-1s. There's apparently, I just saw a headline about there's $2 billion in lawsuits against the makers of Ozempic right now, maybe Ozempic and Wegovy. So that was a bit of a screeching to a halt for me about MAHA. And then the other announcement was about the black box warning about hormone replacement therapy being withdrawn. And I've talked about this before when they had the big panel discussion at the FDA about hormone replacement, and I knew they were going to open the floodgates. So my basic criticism is that they also have to promote it as a bioidentical hormone replacement. Bioidentical hormones that are being made by pharmacists have been attacked and blocked by the FDA. So if they're going to open up the hormone replacement, they have to open up bioidenticals, because we were talking about synthetics. They're making estrogen, progesterone, testosterone out of coal tar, whereas a bioidentical hormone replacement will be made from something like wild yam, which has some phytoestrogens that are similar to female hormones. So that's my concern. And also in the synthetics, they're making the hormones identical to estradiol, which is the strongest and therefore has the most side effects. Whereas personally, the hormone replacement vaginal cream that I take has estrone, estradiol, and estriol. It's called triestrogen. And also I have some progesterone in there. So I guess, you know, we really need to have to promote ourselves. It's not going to come from top down. It has to be from bottom up. Keep asking your doctor, well, you know, find a bioidentical source and I'll take it. And I guess that's sort of my critique there. What do you think, Jenny?
Well, I'll tell you, I have a gal who lives down the street from me, just moved in the neighborhood, low energy and very low on her hormones. And you could just tell she didn't have any life, you know. She started taking the Remag and Remite, got the spark, got to sleep, but still really under the gun. So I recommended that she talk to a functional doctor that I work with about her hormones. And she went, and she's in the tank on all of them. Mm-hmm. Now, her thing is she doesn't want to take the plant things that he's recommending, the compounded ones, because the FDA says they cause cancer. Oh. So see, for her, I'm happy for her. I mean, I've been bombarding her and texting her this news all day. I'm like, look, you know, they made a mistake and they're retracting it. And now, you know, consider it and try it and go with the doctor, get a second opinion. Go on chat lines with women who are using them. Get, you know, watch our show. I mean, I've tried to, I take them, I use them, you know, just like you have, Carolyn. I mean, not a synthetic or anything, but, and it's taken years for my levels to get up, you know, but, cause it's very minor, like you say, you know. So I'm kind of a fan, and I'm glad they're just not scaring women anymore, because women don't deserve to be treated like this. I mean, the attack against women in medicine is, I think, not great.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened is all the scientific medical research was on men. So mm-hmm. when women, you know, ask at the doctor's office, well, you know, what does it say about women? Well, never mind. Or I think women just got shunted to the side because the studies just weren't done for women. So doctors didn't know how to respond. So it just looked like we weren't being taken care of. But, you know, the whole medical establishment about studying drugs on poor humans is crazy. You know, I'm not going to fight for more scientific studies of drugs on women. Let's just do the research that, you know, Julie and I are doing over here in Maui, where we're giving a group of people our formulas and see what happens.
Right. That's
what people need, not studying one drug or even one nutrient at a time. That ship has sailed.
Yes, yes. And I agree about that too. But you know, our nutrient studies get held to the same standard as drugs.
Yeah.
Right? And that's another little glitch in the program. So yeah. There's lots of glitches, and it's an interesting sea to have to navigate. But just quit scaring women is my overall message, and give them a chance to make better decisions for their own health. Because women are very smart and they're intuitive. And if you just point them in the right direction, that they do so well. That's why our customers thrive on our products, because they can follow them instinctively and know how beneficial they are.
Yeah, very good. Okay, then here's the next scary thing.
Oof.
Yeah. I looked at a podcast, Epoch Times. The title of it was, "Is There a Link Between Mass Shootings and SSRI Antidepressants?" Now, I wrote about this in 2005, for Pete's sakes, in Death by Modern Medicine. So it was Joseph Witt Doring and Jan Jakelic. And this is very important, and it fits into the Maha agenda. So the doctor talked about how he had a clinic where he take people off antidepressant drugs. He said a certain percentage of people who come off too quickly can have a lot of side effects, which means they go back on the drugs and keep suffering the side effects. Then there are people who don't have as much withdrawal effects. And he described it as they have elastic brains. And this is what what is called plasticity. I've written about this a lot. And this plasticity you get when you have good amounts of magnesium. And the doctor is doing this work, weaning patients off, but with no parachute, no backup, no magnesium, no nutrients. And we never tell people to get off their medications ever. We've got people on the study here who come to us, you know, when we're taking their, you know, ongoing reports. So, oh, my doctor took me off this drug and took me off that drug. And they just, for the most part, they just go, because they have our nutrients in their body, they just gently go off these drugs. Now, they should be weaned off them. I don't like it when doctors say, oh, just stop it. You should wean off any drug. I think that is a huge caveat in this SSRI situation where talking about the symptoms of withdrawal. If you have plasticity in your brain, you can wean off very gently without any side effects. But those people are probably on magnesium, but they're not even registering that. And then they talked about drug-induced homicide and suicide on these drugs. They blunt your emotions. And they were calling it a paradoxical reaction. But what I said in my 2005 book, it's people on these drugs having kind of less apathy, a little more energy to act on their suicidal or homicidal thoughts. And I was writing about that in 2005. There was Dr. David Healy's work I was quoting in that book. In 2005 and 2006, Healy put out a paper called Antidepressants and Violence. So we've known about this for 20 years. And it's just now being talked about. This Dr. Witt Doring brought all this information to a committee at the FDA. He was invited by Marty McCary. And he credits Bobby Kennedy and the Maha movement for bringing these concerns out in the open. And then they talked about doing research on these mental health problems, focusing on non-drug therapies, but they had no recommendations. And they never talked about the lack of nutrients, leaving the brain unprotected. So once again, here we are at RNA Reset, solving the problem of nutrient depletion so that drugs that only suppress symptoms are no longer necessary. That's what we're trying to do with our outreach, you know, our new vitamin C product that we'll be bringing out, trying to prevent heart disease. We're doing our best to keep people healthy and out of the hospital.
Yes. Out, don't go. Whatever you do, don't go. Very good. What do we like to talk about next, Carolyn?
Any questions?
Well, Pineapple said, is it all coming down to keeping your body alkaline levels because all bad stuff thrives in an acidic environment, causing issues in our body?
That's another talking point. And then they'll say, oh, you should drink alkaline water, which is absolute BS.
BS.
When you drink alkaline water into an acidic stomach, you neutralize your stomach acid and cause more problems. All these hyped up stories are hyped up stories, you know, just meant to sell the product or get the clicks. So we don't have to, I mean, I went through that and you're pHing my saliva,
Yeah. Every morning, get up before you do anything, put the thing in your mouth, see what your pH is. And you find out that the minerals are all naturally pH adjusting. If your body's properly mineralized, there's three quarters of your problem.
Yeah.
And we don't even talk about all the magical things that happen with the minerals when you get into having the effects on the enzyme, what happens with zeta potential in your cells when the colloidal type or the picoionic stabilized ions hit your cells and change the functional dynamic of the electrical conductivity of your cells. I mean, it's a lot of it's over people's heads, but Carolyn and I understand it. And we just sit there and go, just take the minerals, just take them all, please, you know, and use that as the basis for your health. And everything else will go running and everything will fall in line.
Yeah. And in the world, the world would be benefited if it had more stable ions of minerals.
Yeah.
And just the mere fact that we have hundreds of thousands of customers who are drinking gallons of these minerals and then excreting them out. We are enveloping the earth with our stabilized ions, which stabilizes it grounds us.
They are grounders.
Grounds the earth. And also our RNA drops, what I told you about them, and that's being
exhalated. Exhale.
Yeah. It's just going out all over the world. So we're doing our part. You know, we try not to brag about it too much, but we know what we're doing.
That's right. Now, the semi-annual sale is happening, as I mentioned, and somebody just asked, if I call in now to place my order, will somebody answer the phone? And the answer is you bet. And if they don't answer the phone, just leave a message and they'll call you right back because they are standing by this evening. Okay. Carolyn, I would like to know if picoselenite would be helpful for someone. Well, I don't understand that. Also, I'm taking Remag, Remite, vitamin D, CB, and the other supplements. Thank you.
Well, picoselenite, that came to us. We're not allowed to talk about what it does, but a group of doctors who were dealing with some serious conditions came to us and said, can you picometer stabilize selenium for us? And we said, sure. And so they're using it. I suppose that there are through customer service, are we allowed to give out some of those papers that these doctors have already written, Ginny?
Well, if you do a search for picoselenite, you're going to come up with the Townsend letter. And that was written by Dr. Stephen Levine, who is the progenitor of this formula, along with Dr. David Matthews. And you will find their work. So just Google picoselenite articles and recommendations, and Dr. Stephen Levine will lead you to the information you need to know.
Yeah, because we can't talk about it. Next.
How do we know if we have a lack of selenium? If you're taking Remite, do we have a lack of selenium?
Well, the way I guess what I realized over the years was all the things that we were missing. Like I say about the Remite, 9 of the minerals are necessary for thyroid hormone production. And you'll notice in the iodine that it's just the RDA of iodine. But because it's a stabilized ion, it's going to be fully absorbed and bioactive. So by having the picometer minerals, I've been able to use low potency of all the minerals so that anybody in the world who looks at these formulas and says, oh, that dosage, oh, yeah, okay, that's fine. So they will never say that we're overdosing anything. And the same with the picoselenite. It is a low potency, but because it's picometered, it's bioactive and available and will never be toxic. Same with our silver. You get these crazy clickbaits about people who make their own colloidal silver and they'll turn blue because the silver compound deposits in their skin. That will never happen with pico silver because it's low potency. It's, you know, parts per million. So low potency is the way to go. And in our real line with the B vitamins, they are low potency as well because they're natural. And the body doesn't, the reason why they went to like 25, 50, 100 milligram formulas of B vitamins is because they're so synthetic, the body has to be hammered in order for them to do anything. We don't have to hammer because we have methylated food-based B vitamins and low potency that does the job.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing. Our absorption trumps most other companies' products. If you say, well, this gives me this, but it's not an equivalency. Okay. So, but customer service can explain all of that. And if I didn't answer your question to the satisfaction, please reach out to our customer experience team. They are so knowledgeable and they can walk you through a lot of the questions. We've got some articles we want Carolyn to cover tonight and just about 10 minutes left in the show. Please don't hesitate to reach out. They have a chat line. They have, texting. You can leave a message. You can email at support, SUPPORT at rnareset.com. Rachel, I just realized that is a banner we should probably have up here, how people can email their questions in too, okay, to the customer service team. All right, Carolyn, what would you like to talk about next?
Well, I have to get through. There's just one question here.
Okay.
Wendy says, I'm a big proponent of your magnesium. Mahalo. I'm curious why you don't offer the other 9 types of magnesium. Love to know your thoughts. Okay. So this is our favorite. Yeah. This is our favorite question because we don't use magnesium compounds. We make our stabilized ion of magnesium from magnesium chloride, and that's the end of it. So in this bottle are these stabilized magnesium ions, which is what your body is looking for the 800 biochemical processes and 80% of known metabolic functions. You don't want to dilute your magnesium with the glycines and glycinates and citrates and oxides and taurates. They make a big marketing push for, oh, we've got 12 different magnesium, so we're the best. Well, the body has to deal with 12 different compounds. It has to disassociate the magnesium from the oxide or whatever. And then you find out that actually in magnesium citrate of a 500 milligram capsule of magnesium citrate, only about 75 milligrams is the magnesium. So you are being sold a bill of goods when someone here's 500 milligrams of magnesium citrate. No, you want 500 milligrams of magnesium, and that's what you get with our stabilized ion of magnesium. So there.
Correct. Absolutely. Perfectly said. Perfectly said. Wonderful.
Yeah, pros and cons of supplements. I'm just moving on here. I've got, seriously, I have too many things to talk about. So I'll just talk about a couple and maybe we'll have a few minutes for one article. So I was listening to Jeff Bland, who he was the first guy that I started learning from when I was doing my naturopathic training back in the, late 70s, early 80s. So he's a PhD, and Mark Hyman, now my favorite doctor because he has the SUPCO company. And they were talking about GI restoration, you know, the microbiome, and just got so complicated, removing infections and allergens and re-inoculating and on and on. Seriously, treat your yeast overgrowth and your GI will be good. Then he talked about metabolic detoxification and the phases of detoxification in the liver and all the horrible toxins. And just so complicated. What do we do? Realign, Remag, and vitamin C. Boom. And none of this big purges or anything, just gently detoxifying. And then they went on about mitochondria. Everybody's talking about mitochondria. And I don't think it was here. It was with the neurologist. They only clocked 17,000 mitochondria in a brain neuron. There are 2 million. And in their mitochondria talk, nothing about magnesium. So these big wigs, you know, teachers of mine, I guess because they didn't suffer magnesium deficiency like I did, I see the world through magnesium deficiency. And then I created a magnesium that's non-laxative. But when you're in a world where they just take magnesium, oh, it gave me the laxative effect, okay, then let's stop there. And let's look at all my other magnesium deficiency symptoms and treat them with other nutrients. That's why we've got, seriously, some of these companies that we're learning about through SUPCO.com, they've got hundreds of products. What is a person to think when they look on this website or go to a doctor and the doctor has a wall full of different supplements and wants to sell them to you? You really don't need that. What we say to people, and we don't treat people medically, we just say, take these building blocks. Most of your symptoms will resolve. Like Jenny says, the woman perked up. People get their energy back. You talk about these anti-aging formulas and, oh, well, we need carnosine and whatever else they're thinking of. Well, creatine, which is totally synthetic. We need all these things, but they don't give you the spark that our Remag gives you. And then I went on a tangent with Grok about magnesium and the immune system, because I've often said when people take our Remag, after a few months, they start killing off their own yeast overgrowth, and that's very exciting. But yeah, magnesium, it's amplifying vitamin D. It's proactively bringing, what is this? It's anti-inflammatory. It's a cortisol neutralizer, buffering the HPA axis, the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. So yeah, just take the basics, take the magical basics that we work with. And now for the clown side of medicine, the FDA in a September report said that they were introducing a new biologic injectable drug with an unpronounceable name as the first treatment for the ultra-rare Barth syndrome. Now, I'm not going to go into Barth syndrome, but they released this. They put it on the market despite the reviews in the FDA panel saying that there was no evidence it was more effective than placebo. and the drug is now priced at nearly $800,000 per year. So let me end there, and the rest of these critiques of clown medicine I'll leave for next time.
Excellent. So, yeah. You want to go over a few minutes and do some of your articles?
I don't know, maybe not. I'd rather look, I'd rather see if there are any more questions. That was
okay. Very, I just want to say that Glenna is so excited to that her friend has validated the products now, and he's excited to have found them. And she said, you both care honestly about health and aren't trying to push things that aren't needed for the money. So much respect to you for that. So I think that's awesome. Nan says that your explanation about not needing compounds and just having a stabilized ion of magnesium needs to go on TikTok. And I said, don't worry, it will. And so I think that we are probably caught up with all of our questions. And but everybody's been very lively tonight.
Okay. Let me see then. Yeah, there's so many comments. I've got like 10 more comments, but here's something. Before I heard about the Ozempic price reduction, there was an article Rachel could put up, anti-obesity medications set to explode entering 2026. Now, this is, it's another, like, seriously? Are you really serious that this is the Medicare is covering Ozempic. So I'm saying this report proves that big pharma and big medicine are just in it for the money. All the doctors involved crossed their fingers behind their back when they swore the Hippocratic Oath to protect life and avoid causing harm, which got translated into first do no harm. So they're saying with the supply of GLP medications finally stabilizing as their use skyrocketed 600% among Americans from 2018 to 2024, the pharmaceutical landscape for anti-obesity medications is now poised to undergo another monumental shift, a rapid proliferation of drugs that show an unprecedented efficacy for treating this disease, obesity, is expected over the next year. This expansion in available treatments will be made up of a new generation of drugs that built on the success of existing transformational medications such as Wegovy, Zepbound, as well as some that push weight loss further through novel combinations and formulations. On and on and on. But see, they have to push it fast before the lawsuits catch up. And even then, I mean, they're probably going to make $1 trillion, these companies in total. So anyway, that just sort of ties up the bubble of the drugs being reduced in price. They're going to be covered by Medicare. And they'll help people lose weight. It's true. You know, if you put a, you know, masking tape or duct tape, you put duct tape across your mouth, that's what taking Ozempic is like, because it takes away your appetite. But then your body has to eat something. So it eats your muscles. So there. Back to you, Ginny.
Yes, it is. It's a horrible situation. I mean, I've struggled with my weight my whole life, and it is a battle. I could talk about every single ridiculous strategy I've done. You know, my greatest success in maintaining healthy weight and continuing to gradually lose weight has been in the 15 years I've been on the products. But I didn't have a major health challenge that I was trying to overcome and also trying to lose weight and having a metabolic syndrome. And some of these people are 400 and 500 pounds overweight. I mean, this is just not good. Now, I wouldn't take Ozempic. And I think a lot of people have been hurt, like that one rock star girl who took it because she wanted to lose 15 pounds and lost her eyesight. I mean, that's gross too, right? So it's a mess. I mean, it's a mess. I don't know what to say, but I do know that when people are desperate, you know, that's the worst position to be in of all. Wouldn't you think, Carolyn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we cannot judge. You know, if I was in a state where I needed something like Ozempic, maybe I would take it. We cannot judge. So.
Yeah, we just have to try to tell as many people as possible that our formulas combined with a good diet will definitely offer you the most relief, and it will support your entire system. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, right? That's the best thing of all. Your system is going to be rebooted.
Right. Yeah. I remember a short time ago, I talked about obesity, and there are psychological reasons that people put on weight to protect themselves from having been abused. Mm. And that's not being recognized when you take drugs like this.
Right. They're just all lab rats. I mean, we are on the medical experiment planet, I think, right?
Right. We're in the clown show. So let's wrap it up, Jenny, in your inimitable way.
Well, we just want to thank everybody for being here tonight. And as you know, one thing about Carolyn is there is no person that you've ever met has been more passionate about people being well. I've never known a doctor who's told people from the beginning that you can heal, that you can recover, that you can expect to, your body will work with you, and that I've got solutions for you that other people don't have. And her passion fuels our entire organization and everything that we do with you on the radio show every Monday night, and all of our social media, and even our semi-annual sales. So please, please follow through with the formulas. If you haven't tried something, get something for the first time and see what a difference it makes. Don't forget about her now favorite cookbook that she's ever had, which is so fun and exciting. And don't forget about your pets, picopets.com. Don't forget, we'll be back next week. And don't forget, you probably know somebody who needs to know what you know. And we'd be happy to introduce them to Dr. Dean at any point through our social media or also through our podcast. So thank you again, everybody, for being with us.
Can you gift our products to people?
Yes. And actually, Melody Rose just used the gift option tonight to send the cookbook to one of her functional medicine doctors as a Christmas gift. So what a beautiful gesture on Melody's part to use the gift option on our website and to send that cookbook to her, one of her functional medicine doctors who supported her in her sugar-free journey. So you guys spread the word, share the love. Thank you. We will be back next week.
Aloha. Thank you, everybody.
Aloha and mahalo. Yay!
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the Doctor of the Future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.